Balm, Be a Loving Mirror, Family Recovery, a 7-week course will be offered for families affected by another substance use. This will be beginning September 1st at Behavioral Health of Cambria County office in Johnstown. And joining us is Balm Family Recovery Life Coach, Stacy Karchner. Stacy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's important to let people know that addiction affects not only the addict, but can affect many, many people, right?
Yes, actually, for every person that's affected, there's 4 to 10 people around them that are also affected. So it's a family disease.
So tell us a little bit about what you're doing here. What will participants learn?
So the class is held there in Johnstown, and it's for about 10 to 12 people. I keep it pretty small and intimate so that we can all have a chance to share and interact with one another as we learn these tools and these new ways of acting and being. So the family members, when they join, they receive a Balm book. They receive a Balm handbook and a folder. We use that throughout the 7 weeks. The family, their brain is hijacked, just like the loved one's brain is hijacked to thinking they need a drug to survive. So the family member's brain is hijacked also, not to a drug necessarily, but to believing they can fix and they can control, and the family becomes, the brain becomes obsessed with outcomes and results. So the family's brain is hijacked too. So the family needs just as much work, if not more, many times than the loved one, because their brain also has to find new patterns and new neuropathways, just as the loved one who's struggling with the drugs.
Yeah.
So that is what I'm helping families with, is to find new ways of acting and being and speaking without the anger and judgment, to become their loved one's chief supporter rather than the obstacle.
Over the course of 7 weeks, there's many things that people will discover, but I'm sure that a lot of people that participate have a lot of the same issues that they have to deal with. When we see somebody start to fall apart, we'll often blame ourselves for that.
Yes, it's really hard for family members many times because they believe somehow they caused it.
Yeah.
And then we the family members, many times, if you don't have a good life preserver on, and I call them a life preserver, is like have good recovery yourself. You know, you can go right down with your loved one. And so we as family members, the goal is to get our life preserver on so we don't go down with them, and we are there to help in a positive way.
Yeah, yeah. And I think often, too, that we want to see change occur quickly, that we want to see somebody with issues get resolved immediately. And often that's not the right approach to take, that incremental change means a lot.
For sure. The road to recovery is, you know, a journey. It's a journey for the family. It's a journey for the loved one. And it is a disease of the brain. So the organ of the brain is affected. So it's not you just go to treatment for 28 days or 60 days and then it's pink clouds and rainbows.
Right.
That's just the beginning.
Yeah.
It's a long process of changing those patterns in the brain can take quite a long time.
Right. And that's why any time that we see any kind of small change in behaviors, it's, you know, it's something to celebrate, that we need to look at the small victories, you know, as a step-by-step process.
I teach families to look for any little successes, any little strengths, anything to celebrate. The disease is a disease of low self-esteem and self-worth. And so many times the loved one who's struggling is constantly hearing these yelling, these blaming, the shaming, negative things. And to just look for the strength or anything to celebrate, talk about past good times, talk about future good times. You know, not looking at the loved one as broken, looking at them as just a human struggler, you know, struggling with, unfortunately, addiction.
We're talking to Stacy Karchner. She is the Family Recovery Life Coach of Balm, Be a Loving Mirror Family Recovery Program. Stacy, is it okay for a person who is a family member to think that they may have the power to create change in somebody? Is it healthy to think that way?
Well, I say you're not powerless. Now, you can't, you didn't cause it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cure it. What the power the family has is they have the power in how they want to act, what their perspective is, you know, what their attitude is, whether they want to enable, what boundaries they want to set, what leverage they may want to use.
Right.
Ultimately, the change comes from the loved one who's struggling, has to make the changes. But the family, we know, research shows when the family gets well, the loved one has a much better chance at getting well.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that when the family learns these new ways and begins to only contribute to recovery, they can possibly turn the tide. There's not a guarantee, but we know they can possibly turn the tide, becoming their loved one's best chance at recovery.
Yeah, and I'm sure that right now, Stacey, there's people listening to this conversation that want to get involved, that are curious about this seven-week course, that think that it will benefit them, that think that it will benefit the person in particular that they are concerned about. And if they want to get involved, what would you advise they do?
So normally what I do is have anybody who's interested call me at my phone number, which is 814-360-7590. And I usually try to speak with everyone for at least a 30 to 45 minute conversation, just getting to know them, giving them hope. Family members don't hear the message out there of hope. And there's a lot of hope. As long as there's life, there's hope.
Right.
So I spread that message of hope, you know, help them to know that I'm going to help them regain some peace and calm and learn a lot of new tools. And some of the tools, which I didn't say, I think you had asked me earlier, that the family learned is such things as teach them mindfulness, teach them how to respond and not react.
Right.
Teach them how to use leverage. What is leverage?
Yeah.
Boundaries, how to set them, you know, how to and stick with them. Self-care, how to have brief interventions, and much, much more. But I love this saying, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
And when one person changes, everything can change. And the change, just a family member changing can have a profound ripple effect in the whole dynamic of a family, especially a family that may have a lot of conflict going on. Just one person changing can change the whole dynamic and bring peace around that household.
Absolutely. This begins September 1st at Behavioral Health of Cambria County, the office in Johnstown. And this is Tuesday nights over the course of 7 weeks, right?
Every Tuesday night for 7 weeks from 5:30 to 8 p.m.
Is there a cost for this?
There is no cost for this. This is being covered by the Cambria County Behavioral Health.
Great.
So there is no cost for any family member.
Curious, when you do these, I'm sure that you might have some people who are apprehensive at first, may be questioning things, but to see confidence build over the course of 7 weeks or so, I bet this is something that you see regularly.
I see by lesson three, I see an extreme attitude shift and a shift of perspective in almost every single person that takes the course.
Yeah. And the personal satisfaction that you must feel to know that, you know, that you are having an effect on people's lives. I can't imagine how good that must make you feel as somebody that's in this line of work.
Yes, and my passion comes because I had my own journey with my children. So my goal was to get this program, the Be a Loving Mirror, out to families much sooner than I got to it because I know how much it helped me.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do get great feedback from family members, and it feels good to know that they've learned these new things and they feel and they find hope.
Yeah.
They leave the class with a lot of hope.
Do you share that personal story with people who participate?
Yes, that's why when I said about them calling me to sign up, I usually share my story with them. and give them some hope. Both of my children are in recovery now. And then even in class, I sprinkle mm-hmm. my story throughout the class.
Yeah. But it gives you credibility with people. And I think that's, you know, when somebody is at the front of this leading and they've lived it, it really gives you credibility and a voice that people should listen to.
Yes, it's powerful when you hear other stories.
Mm-hmm. So the 7-week course offered to families who are affected by another's substance use begins September 1st, Behavioral Health of Cambria County Office in Johnstown. Stacy, just in case there's people who are just tuning in right now and want to get more information, can we have that phone number one more time?
For more information or to enroll in the Be a Loving Mirror Family Recovery course, call 814-360-7590.
I think it's just awesome. You sent some information to me, 12 principles, which are just critical, crucial things to understanding this. And it's really not complicated, is it?
No, it's not complicated. The first lesson that I teach is the family plays a crucial role.
Mm-hmm.
And then each one builds upon the other, and each lesson, the 12 lessons that I teach in the 7 weeks, builds upon another. They are, you know, simple lessons to comprehend, and then, you know, it's applying them is
yeah.
key then, you know, yeah. after you learn them.
Yeah. Stacy Karchner, we really appreciate your time today. This is great work that you're doing. Again, BALM is for families affected by another's substance use disorder and addiction. For enrollment in this free Tuesday evening course, which begins on September 1st at the Behavioral Health of Cambria County Office in Johnstown, call Stacy, BALM Family Recovery Life Coach, at 814-360-7590. Again, 814-360-7590. I love the motto of BALM. As long as there is life, there is hope. Stacy, thank you.